This has turned into a bit of an annual tradition in the city. Coming up on November 14th at the Palace Theater downtown, it's Let's Talk Hockey. So here's the deal. It is an intimate evening at the Palace hosted by Rob Kerr and Craig Conroy. So those are your two hosts. And then the two guests, Brad Treleving and Mark Giordano. You get an opportunity to talk hockey with those four gentlemen. That's a pretty cool thing to do. You get to ask questions, a very informal evening, and all of the proceeds for a very unique night going to the prep program. Tickets are $100, which includes a $50 tax receipt. Go to prepprogram.ca to purchase. But to tell us a little bit more about Let's Talk Hockey on November 14th, let's say hello to Curtis Slater from the prep program who joins us on our program this afternoon. Curtis, thanks for doing this today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit more. That was kind of my Reader's Digest of what's coming up on November 14th. Give us a little bit more of a detailed feel as to what's happening at Let's Talk Hockey.
Yeah, you bet. So this is, I think this is year 17 now for us that we've been doing this. Started back in the day. Kelly Rudy was actually the guy who got us up and running in the original days. Rob Kerr and Craig Conroy have kind of taken it over. I think this is year 7 for them now. And like you mentioned, it's down at the Palace Theater. I think, you know, when most people think of fundraisers, they think of some boring banquet hall with a chicken dinner that tastes like rubber. But this is not that. This is quite a fun night. The Palace does an amazing job hosting us there. And Craig and Rob do an amazing job hosting us and emceeing the night for us. And so we have interviews with some of the players and some of the staff. Like you mentioned, we got Gio and Treleving coming this year, which is amazing. And we have a lot of fun. There's some hockey card trading that goes along the night. There's a silent auction, live auction. There's a shootout at the end. So it's a fun, informal night to go and hear from some of your favorite hockey people and, just have a good time for a good cause.
Yeah, Those Kerr Conroy guys don't really know how to talk all that much, do they? Like,
no,
the name. It's not going to be Let's Bore Hockey, hey? Let's Talk Hockey is probably a good way to go about it.
No, they do an amazing job, yeah. And the conversations are usually good and surprising, and it's amazing what they can get out of those conversations. Yeah, they do an awesome job.
So let's talk a little bit more about where all the proceeds go to. Curtis, tell us a little bit more about the prep program.
Yeah, you bet. So we've been around, this is our 31st year in operations. We've been around for a while, and we support kids with Down syndrome and their families. So we've been doing that for 31 years in Calgary. And what that looks like, you know, a couple generations ago, if you had a child with Down syndrome, really you were told, you know, your best bet and hope was, you know, they might walk, talk. If you're lucky, they'll be able to dress themselves. And other than that, you know, just keep them happy. And that was really kind of the message a couple of generations ago. But our founder, 31 years ago, Barb Teen, and some support, like Woodridge Ford Group, they challenged that notion. And they said, that's not true. And if we give them the right supports and services, they can actually go on to do some pretty amazing things. So that's our goal. We want kids with Down syndrome to be active and included members of their communities. And for 31 years, we've seen that happen and seen it in action. We've had a lot of our alumni go on to do post-secondary education, go on to do volunteer work, have jobs out in the community. So that's our whole hope and goal, to walk kind of alongside families who have a child with Down syndrome and give them the support and guidance that they need.
It's an amazing thing you're doing, Curtis, and have been doing for more than three decades. And can you give us a little bit of a feel or a little bit more insight on some of the differences that you've made in some of these children's lives and some of their families' lives?
Yeah, for sure. Kind of like I mentioned, you know, like our goal and our target has really been kind of pushing not just the kids that go through our program, but even just society and kind of recognizing that, you know, these kids with Down syndrome, as they, you know, develop into adults, can actually contribute quite a bit to their communities, and they just need the opportunity and the chance to do that. And if you come to Let's Talk Hockey next week, you'll see, you know, we'll have quite a few of our volunteers there who are some of our alumni and some of our current clients. They'll be there, you know, selling tickets and introducing some guests up on stage, and so you'll be able to see that in action. It's amazing. We get feedback all the time from families just saying how fortunate they are to have something like Prep in Calgary guiding them and supporting them through their journey. And, I think families in Calgary are pretty lucky to have an organization like Prep alongside them to support them.
Yeah, and I like the way that you put it there, Curtis. Like it's about helping those who are part of the program, but it's also what you're trying to do is change the conversation and change the way a lot of people think about this topic, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, because there's still a lot of misconceptions out there, and we're continuing to challenge that. But it's been amazing to see what some of these kids who have gone through the program have gone on to do and continue to do, and they continue to amaze us. Yeah.
Prepprogram.ca is the website as Let's Talk Hockey is coming up on November 14th once again. It should be a really fun evening at the Palace. I'll give the details one more time after we say goodbye. But, Curtis, I really appreciate the time this afternoon. Thank you so much, and good luck on November 14th. Have some fun, hey?
We will, absolutely. Thank you so much.